For this Wednesday, September 24th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Yesterday afternoon, Posey County Emergency Management said the burn ban for Posey County has been lifted. If you plan to burn, they say to use caution and notify Posey County Dispatch so local fire departments are aware of controlled fires. Never leave fires unattended. Posey County Democrat Women's Club is hosting a free hot dog picnic this Saturday, September 27th, from noon until 2 p.m. It will be held at Avery Place at the new Hageman Park in Mount Vernon. Candidates for the 2026th 8th District, State Senate, and State Representative elections will be attending. They say children are welcome, too. The new Cowork Posey is officially open in Mount Vernon. Cowork Posey is more than just desks and Wi-Fi. It's a place where remote workers, entrepreneurs, and creatives can connect, collaborate, and grow. If you need a quiet spot to focus, a professional place to meet clients, or a community to share ideas with, you can find it at Cowork Posey. It is located at 231 South Main Street in Mount Vernon. Their number is 812-423-2020. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources says there is free fishing this Saturday, September 27th. It's the last free fishing day of 2025. This means that a fishing license or trout/salmon stamp is not needed by Indiana residents. You can find a public fishing location online at on.in.gov/where-to-fish. There's exciting news for Northern Posey County as a major new housing development is on the way. Hometown Ventures Group has announced plans for Farmington Ridge, a brand new 32-acre neighborhood near Poseyville that could bring up to 90 affordable homes to the region. The $30 to $35 million project includes a $4.7 million investment in infrastructure, backed in part by a $945,000 ready grant. Homes will range from 1,400 to 1,800 square feet and are expected to be priced between $275,000 and $350,000. On average, around 10 homes will be built per year, with options for buyers to purchase lots and customize their homes within flexible design plans. Officials say Farmington Ridge will help expand housing options and support continued growth in Posey County. This week across Indiana, it's Free College Application Week. Officials say the initiative is put on by the American College Application Campaign. Their goal is to help high school seniors navigate the college admission process. Many Indiana colleges are waiving their application fee this week to take part, including USI, UE, all Ivy Tech campuses, Oakland City University, and many more. They say Free College Application Week lasts through Friday. In Evansville, the American Red Cross is looking to build up its blood supplies. Ascension St. Vincent will host a blood drive at the Manor on Washington Avenue tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Red Cross officials say they provide about 40% of the nation's blood and blood components, all from generous volunteer donors, but supply can't always meet demand because only about 3% of age-eligible people donate blood yearly. Officials encourage appointments, but walk-ins may be accommodated. In sports news, 5 weeks are complete in the high school football regular season, and on Monday, the updated Indiana Football Coaches Association poll was released. There are several tri-state teams receiving recognition. In Class 5A, Castle is 9th, and North is 13th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is ranked 1st, and Wrights is 7th. Class 3A has Memorial 1st, Gibson Southern 2nd, and Mater Dei 9th. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey Volleyball defeated Southridge at home in straight sets 25-20, 25-16, and 25-9. The Vikings improved to 13-2. North Posey girls soccer lost at Pike Central 6-0. The Vikings are 2-11 overall, and Mount Vernon volleyball picked up a win versus Bossy at home to improve to 6-12 on the season. This evening in local high school sports, Mount Vernon volleyball plays once again. They're at home taking on Memorial. The JV match gets underway at 5:30, and the varsity match starts at 7 o'clock. In local college sports from yesterday, USI men's soccer fell at Purdue Fort Wayne 3-0. The Screaming Eagles slide to 1-6 on the year as they have lost 5 straight matches. Evansville men's soccer earned a 2-1 victory at home over Butler. The Purple Aces record is 2-2-5. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, September 24th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.